And welcome back. It's Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. In World Cup soccer this week, Uruguay beat Italy 1-0, sending the Azzurri home. And that was big enough news, even if the bigger story was the alleged chomp seen around the world. Those teeth marks left on Giorgio Chiellini's shoulder after he collided with Uruguay's Luis Suarez.
Oh, dear, dear, dear. It looks to me, dare I say it, that he's had a little bite at Chiellini.
Surely not again.
Yes, allegedly again. And so there's a lot to chew on this week in the world of sports. And joining us, as he always does on Wednesday, is Only a Game's Bill Littlefield. Hey, Bill.
Hello, Anthony. Would it be in poor taste to say I have no appetite for this sort of thing?
All right.
On a different conversation.
We heard there, Giorgio Chiellini apparently, allegedly bitten by Suarez of Uruguay. He wouldn't confirm or deny the bite. What do we make of this curious event?
Well, Suarez has denied it. He said, you know, this sort of thing happens. We were in the same place, my eye, my shoulder, his this and that, and then he walked away. unhappily, this is a guy who has been suspended twice before for biting guys on the soccer field. It seems to me that when you've been suspended twice before for this behavior, you take extra care not to have your teeth in the vicinity of the body of another player.
Right. Can I just say, I saw the replay a number of times. He bit him.
Yeah.
He leaned over and he bit him.
It was the kind of bite where the upper jaw comes crashing down on the shoulder. I'm not sure it wasn't exactly a Tyson v. Holyfield affair.
Okay, it wasn't that bad.
There was nothing into the playing area where anybody could say, oh my God, that's a body part. No, that wasn't happening.
Although Evander Holyfield did tweet about this yesterday saying that apparently other body parts were in play. I always thought the Italians were tasty, just not in that way. Anyway, FIFA officials announced an investigation early this morning, and Suarez could face yet another ban on this. Do you think that's a possibility?
Oh, of course it's a possibility. In the age of video and everybody seeing what happened, I think it's a very real possibility. And it's kind of a shame because, of course, it detracts from what has been some extremely exciting soccer.
A great tournament so far.
So what have you liked so far, Bill? What's the highlight?
There's so many highlights. It's hard to say. The magnificent capacity of the U.S. team to create suspense by not beating Portugal when they had the opportunity to do it. Mexico, which barely qualified for the tournament, has looked extraordinary so far. Greece got through. I'm not sure anybody would have bet on that possibility. Costa Rica has been great fun to watch. They're all the way down the line. It's been terrific. And, of course, Argentina, the great question before the tournament, can Messi live up to his billing as a great player? Yeah, all he's done is score 4 goals in 3 games, and they were so in control that they took him out of the third game, right. So he didn't even have to finish it.
This does seem to be a tournament of teams rather than individuals, which I love. But, Bill, before we leave World Cup soccer for a second, I do have to ask you, the USA takes on Germany tomorrow, a huge game, and Regina, the psychic octopus, successor to Paul, who was calling all the games a couple years ago, Regina has predicted a tie.
Yeah, I just hope it's not a 0-0 tie, because then there will be claims that the U.S. and Germany have conspired to create a game which allows them both to go through. This did happen in 1982 when West Germany played Austria, and Germany scored a goal, and then they kicked the ball back and forth to no apparent purpose for the remainder of the game, thus eliminating Algeria from the possibility of continuing in the tournament and making sure that both West Germany and Austria would go through. Both the German and the Austrian announcers urged their audience to be very frustrated by this. The Austrian announcer said, turn it off. This isn't a game at all. We can only hope it won't be a 0-0 tie that would have conspiracy theorists jumping up and down in their seats.
How about 2-2 in the 95th minute?
How about the U.S. wins 3-2 on a Dempsey goal? I like that.
All right. We can go along with that. Well, listen, before we let you go, let's turn to some soccer news closer to home. Boston Mayor Marty Walsh has expressed interest in the construction of a soccer stadium in the Boston region for the New England Revolution. Bill, this is something the team and the city has talked about for a long time. What do you think?
Too long. Should have happened a long time ago. 13 of the MLS teams now play in soccer specifically. Pacific stadiums, 13 out of 19. There really is no reason that this has been delayed as long as it has, although people who know a lot more about it than I do say that getting anything built in Boston is a terribly difficult thing. But, you know, the Crafts have the land. Boston has some land. It ought to happen, and it should have happened some time ago.
And there's talk of Revere. There's talk of Somerville, right?
Yeah, I don't really care where they put it. I mean, I'm sure wherever they put it, it'll be advantageous to somebody. Mr. Kraft has said that Kraft Company would finance the thing, so taxpayers apparently won't get clobbered by it. Get it done.
Bill Littlefield, host of NPR's Only a Game, which you can hear on WBUR every Saturday at 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and with us on Wednesdays. Bill, thanks as always.
My pleasure. Thank you, Meghna.
And that's it for today. Radio Boston is a production of WBUR, Boston's NPR news station. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. Join us again tomorrow for more Radio Boston.